It's so simple. It's awesome. If you just make it cold and dark and quiet, stretch before bed, and don't eat, you will sleep better tonight.
Welcome to the Health Playbook, where we talk about simple, actionable ways for you to take control of your health. I'm trying to make being healthy as easy as it's supposed to be, so I'm sharing the things I've learned over the last few years as a health consultant. Please share and enjoy.
Welcome back to the Health Playbook. My name is Jake. Today, the episode we've all been waiting for, the fourth episode in the five fundamentals of health, sleep. I mean, sleep is the one thing we all want more of, right? We want more sleep. We want deeper sleep. We want better sleep. We want more restful sleep. We want longer sleep. We want all kinds of improvements with our sleep. And today is the culmination of the last 3 weeks, really 4 weeks, talking about the fundamentals of health and how every single element we've talked about so far plays into sleep. So today, we're going to kind of recap the last 3 weeks and how those things affect sleep. And then we're also going to talk about some specifics on how you can sleep better tonight. I did not charge my iPad before this, so we are running on 7%, but I'm sure that'll be plenty to get through the episode. Fingers crossed. So today I want to talk about my fundamentals of sleep before we get into kind of the overarching, the differences between the last four weeks. My three fundamentals of sleep that I've always said for the last 2 years have been A, make it cold, B, make it dark, and C, get on a routine. Those, if you can figure out those fundamentals, sleep will come so much easier for you. And I actually have a Sleep 101 PDF that is based on all this that I've given out over the last few years. If you don't have that PDF or you want that for free, just shoot me a message. I'll send it over. So let's get into kind of the reasonings here for the cold, the dark, and the routine. Well, for one, the Sleep Foundation has definitive science that basically says the colder your body is, the better you're going to sleep. Now, up until a certain point. And what they say is the optimal temperature for sleep in your house is between 60 and 69 degrees Fahrenheit. I personally probably have it sit around 68 to 70 most days. But yeah, if you can just get that temperature colder, that's going to help lower your core body temperature and get you into sleep quicker. And we'll get into more about why that makes sense later. But that's make it cold. For dark, your body just needs it to be dark to sleep. I mean, that's just biology. If your body senses light of any kind, it's going to assume it's daytime and it's not going to make the proper amount of melatonin you need. So cold, dark, and then routine is just your body needs to establish the routines of your life. Your body does not know the difference between Tuesday and Wednesday, right? You do, but your body doesn't. So it's important that you establish a routine that your body can be comfortable with and expect, right? That when your body expects a sleep time, it will make melatonin at the correct time. It will relax your brain at the correct time. And it'll start waking you up at the right time so you wake up more naturally without an alarm. So lots of things to cover today. I'm excited. This is kind of my favorite topic is sleep. So let's kind of go through the last 4 weeks or 3 weeks and recap the reasoning for each of those fundamentals and how they play into sleep. So for one, nutrition. When it comes to nutrition, here are kind of the three important things you need to know for sleep. One, late food is bad. Across the board, late food is bad. I mean, I have tested this theory on myself extensively. I have tried to do late night protein, late night carbs, late night fats. You know, we all like late night ice creams and chips and whatever. Across the board, there is absolutely no food that you're going to eat at night that's going to be good for you. There's just not. At the end of the day, if you're headed to bed, even if you missed meals all day, if you fasted all day, maybe it was an accident. Maybe you didn't mean to fast all day, but you fasted all day. You're starving. There is nothing worth eating right before bed. It's just, it messes with your whole body. Your metabolism freaks out. You don't sleep well. You don't get good REM sleep. Your heart rate won't lower in time for deep sleep. It's just a mess. So fundamental number one, do not eat within 2 hours of going to bed. Just don't do it. Don't do it. And listen, I've tried pushing it. I've tried the hour. I've tried the half an hour. I've tried the hour and a half. Across the board, no question. If I eat within 2 hours of going to bed, eat anything, a donut, a bagel, steak, sushi, if I eat anything within 2 hours of going to bed, I will not sleep as well. And now here's, by the way, everything I'm telling you today is real data. I wear this ring, this Oura ring right here. Oura tracks everything, especially my sleep. And I get a sleep score every single day based on how well I slept the night prior. It tracks my REM sleep, deep sleep, light sleep. So I know when I make micro adjustments to my schedule, if I eat later or, you know, drink later or whatever, I know exactly how it affected my sleep. So I'm telling you things today from 100%, you know, personal experience and really 100% certainty in my own body with my own data. So don't eat before bed. That's it. This is going to be so fun with the iPad today because it doesn't open when I want it to open. Okay. Number one, late food is bad. Number two, for nutrition, bad food is bad. That's it. If, like, at the end of the day, the healthier the food you eat, the better you're going to sleep. The less healthy, the worse you're going to sleep. It's that simple. So late food is bad. Bad food is bad. Okay. And especially like late carbs. If you're going to eat anything, some late protein, some late fat, I mean, again, it's not good. I don't want you to do that. But late carbs, oh my gosh, it just loads your system down. You know, your blood sugar goes up. You don't need high blood sugar for sleep. So it just, no carb before bed and just, you know, avoid the processed horrible foods. We've talked about things already. If you want help on nutrition, go back to episode one, but bad food is bad. And finally, the things that are good before bed, nutrition-wise, warm drinks, you know, warm tea, warm milk, that's great, right? It warms your insides. It's good liquid, good hydration, definitely good spring water before bed. Magnesium I take every night before bed. CBD definitely helps me sleep every night. So, you know, liquids, warm liquids, and then the magnesium CBD are great before bed. But that's kind of the all-encompassing fundamentals of nutrition when it comes to sleep. For the nutrition category, late food is bad, bad food is bad, and then warm food or warm drinks like tea, milk, magnesium, CBD will help before bed. That plays into number two, week two, hydration. At the end of the day, water before bed is always going to be good. Water right before bed is going to help you sleep better because your body gets dehydrated while you sleep. You sweat and you lose fluids while you sleep. So hydrating before bed will help you sleep deeper. Again, I have my scores. On the nights where I drink water before bed, I sleep better. On the nights where I don't, I usually wake up in the middle of the night with dry mouth and I'm parched, you know, so thirsty. So I can guzzle water and that's not great. But either way, water before bed is awesome. Number two, when it comes to hydration, pee before bed, don't get up during the night. I can't stress this enough. This is part of your routine. You have to teach your body that I go pee when I go to bed and when I wake up and not in the meantime, right? I personally, every single day, I go to the bathroom right before bed and the moment I get up in the morning. That is absolutely true. That's my schedule. I have trained my body to do that. I wasn't born on that schedule. I've trained my body to do that, right? If you wake up at 3 a.m. and you just have to pee so bad, you don't. I promise you don't. You can just not do that and go back to bed. And over the course of time, your body will stop waking you up with this urge to go to the bathroom. But every single time you give into that urge, you go to the bathroom, your body learns, oh, I can keep doing this and will keep getting up at night. It's the worst habit possible. I won't go into more detail. Do not get up to go to the bathroom. Just don't. You have the discipline and the willpower to not do that, right? You have the ability to just stay in bed and not go to the bathroom. So that's it. And three is part of this. Don't get up at all. As part of the bathroom, but at all. The moment you start your bedtime, moment you're in bed, do not get out of bed until it's time to get up in the morning. At all costs, no matter what. Do not get out of bed until it's time to get up. whenever you get out of bed to go to the bathroom, get a glass of water, get a snack, check the front door, whenever you do those things, it trains your body to wake you up. I'm telling you, your body is a temperamental child. Your body does not understand that you have work tomorrow. It does not understand that you're tired, right? Your body just does what it wants to do. So you have to train it to not do those things. So to recap hydration, drink water before bed, go to the bathroom before bed and when you wake up, and never get out of bed once you're in bed for the night. What's up, Kristen? How are you? Good to see you. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for being here. If you guys don't know, I'm always live on Facebook. Whenever we do these podcasts, I go live on Facebook first. We're doing the family. I'm trying to rip through today. We're a little bit late today. Sorry, Kristen. Sorry, everyone that's on the podcast. But, you know, that's part of life today. Number three, exercise. So the first week was nutrition. Late food is bad. Bad food is bad. Drink a warm drink before bed. Number two, hydration. Water before bed. Pee before bed. Don't get up. And then exercise. Here we go. For one, the more exercise you do during the day, the better you're going to sleep. It's that simple. I track all this data with my Oura Ring. Whenever I get more calorie burn, I sleep better that night. It's just a one-to-one correlation. There's no debate about it. The more you exercise, the better you sleep. Simple as that. Two, always stretch before bed. And what I do is what's called a drunken monkey. You just rotate your arms like this. You take your hips side to side, loosen your back up, loosen your hips up. You do it for 15 seconds. Do it for 30 seconds. That's it, right? If you do the drunken monkey stretch for 30 seconds before bed, you will sleep so much better than if you don't. I'm telling you, these are just one-to-one, non-negotiable, how to sleep better. We're powering through today. There's no room for debate today. I'm telling you the fundamentals of sleep. So more exercise equals better sleep. Stretch before bed. And then three, don't be afraid of late night exercise. Late night food, terrible for you. Awful. But if I have the energy, 9 p.m., 10 p.m., to do a few pull-ups or a few sit-ups, my Oura score always goes up the next day. So again, more exercise always equals better sleep, even late exercise. So don't be afraid of it. That's it. Exercise. One, more exercise equals better sleep. Two, stretch before bed. Three, don't be afraid of late night exercise. Now, finally, four, week four, sleep, we've arrived. Now that we've covered the reasonings of all the other weeks, here are the main important fundamentals for this week. Here's the thing. What's up, Brenda? Thanks for being here. And Kristen, the Oura Ring, it's awesome as far as data tracking. Oura is a very frustrating company. I don't endorse them. There have to be better options out there, and there should be a better option someday. They're just frustrating. They charge you for things they shouldn't charge you for. This is my quick caveat to say that even though I love my Oura Ring, I would never recommend anyone to buy them. But say sloppy. And Brenda, it's true. Your body is a child, right? We are the person in control of our body. Our body is not in control of us. So, all right. I wrote in my notes, big title, how to sleep better tonight. So we'll do this first. For one, we already started with this today, but cold, dark, quiet. All right. Those are the big ones. Cold, dark, quiet. If your room is cold, you'll sleep better. If your room is dark, you'll sleep better. If your room is quiet, you'll sleep better. How do I make that happen? Well, for one, I just lower my temperature in the room. If you can do that, do that. If not, open a window, put on a fan, whatever you can do. For darkness, I wear a sleep mask every night. I don't mess with lights or street lights or curtains. I leave my curtains wide open so that in the morning the sunlight comes into my room. I used to try to do blackout curtains and blackout everything and cover all the LED lights in my room. I used to do it all. Too frustrating. It's too frustrating to do all that, right? A sleep mask that you like, a comfortable, you know, soft, good sleep mask. It solves all problems, and you can travel with it. So you can get good sleep on a plane if you can, in a hotel, wherever you go. So Make it cold, make it dark, use a sleep mask. And then for quiet, I wear earplugs. It's what I do. I like them. You know what I mean? I'm not saying you have to. If you want to put on a fan or you want to, you know, turn off noise, whatever you got to do to make it quiet, that's fine. But I wear earplugs. So cold, dark, quiet. Easy. No food 2 hours before bed. We talked about this already, but it's such a key. No food before bed. That's it. If you want to sleep better tonight, I'm telling you. Cold, dark, quiet, no food before bed. The next one is just magnesium and CBD if you have it. Like, listen, the reason I sell this stuff and take this stuff is that it actually works. Like, I adore my magnesium and CBD before bed. It helps me relax, turn my brain off. It's awesome. So that's where we're at. Phoebe, what's up? How are you? Sleep mask doesn't slip off when you sleep. No, pause right there. Nobody move. Hey, real quick, if you can take 5 seconds and leave me a 5-star review on this podcast, it would mean the world to me. Just take 5 quick seconds, open your podcast or Spotify or whatever app, press the 5-star button, and we'll get back to the podcast. Here's my sleep mask right here. I'm going to be investing in some USA Medical ones. We'll get like a nice blue one with the logo on it. But this is $5 on Amazon, and I just pull it real tight. So it's kind of form-fitting to my face, you know what I mean? Like, it fits really well. There's absolutely no light getting in whatsoever. It's almost like a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a Tempur-Pedic foam in there. So it totally fits my face. It's so comfortable. There's no light. I mean, like I said, $5 on Amazon and you'll sleep better tonight. So sleep masks are awesome. Great question. Okay. Cold, dark, quiet, no food, magnesium and CBD, and then stretch before bed. I mean, this is crazy. If I don't stretch before bed, my sleep score is almost always like 10 points worse. Like 10 points. It's crazy how much worse it is. Just stand up, do the rotate. Just do this. Get your shoulders and your arms moving. This is great. And then hips side to side. Just do that for 30 seconds and you will sleep better, I promise. And that's it. It's so simple. It's awesome. If you just make it cold and dark and quiet, stretch before bed and don't eat, you will sleep better tonight. And of course, like I said, try to stay in bed. Don't get up. Don't go to the bathroom. Hydrate before bed if you can. And then sleep more if you can. This is an extra part of my notes, but I sleep 9 hours a night. I'm not joking. If that sounds crazy, I'm not joking. I sleep 9 hours a night. I'm usually in bed for 10 hours a night. I'm not joking. I usually get into bed at about 11 p.m. and I do not get out of bed until about 9 a.m. That's my usual schedule. So I sleep 9 hours every night and I wouldn't trade a single hour for anything. I'm just telling you, we need lots of sleep. We do. We need sleep. So sleep more. It's good for you. Sleep earlier, not later. That's the next key. It's so much better for your body to go to bed earlier than to sleep in. Actually, sleeping in can hurt your body way more than we think it can. It messes with your circadian rhythm. It messes with your cycles. Of course, if you're exhausted and you have to sleep in, do it. I'm not saying don't sleep in, but it's always better to sleep earlier rather than later. I got a great question from Kristen here. What about naps? You got to keep naps short. They have to be short. Naps that are under a half an hour are always going to be better for you than over a half an hour. What you don't want to do is get into the full deep sleep cycle of a nap. You want to kind of just crest that light sleep and then come right out of it. Because a nap is to wake you up, recharge energy. You don't want to actually get into a sleep cycle. If you enter deep sleep and then you go the full cycle of deep and REM sleep, that's about 90 minutes. And if you do a 90-minute nap, it just confuses your body for the next night. So personally, I don't like naps I don't take them very much. If I'm going to lay down, I'll close my eyes for like maybe 5-10 minutes and then get back up. But yeah, it's just, it's always better to go to bed earlier. It's just, that's the key. And if it's like 7 p.m. and you're exhausted, go to bed. Who cares? But I have to watch Frasier tonight. No, you don't, right? I don't know why I said Frasier. Is that even on any? How old am I? You know, Frasier, what the heck? No, but I have to watch my shows. No, you don't, right? If you're exhausted at 7:30 p.m., go to bed. Who cares? Just go to bed. Cold, dark, quiet, sleep mask, earplugs. And then bonus, if you're a mouth breather, mouth tape does help. If you breathe through your mouth, you're going to cause a few things. One, you're probably going to snore.
Right? You're going to snore.
Two, it's going to dry your throat and your mouth out, and that's going to make you feel horrible and wake up with dry mouth and cough. And then three, your nasal cavity, it has like actual muscle tissue up here, right? So when you breathe through your nose, it activates that muscle and it forces your face to actually be like, you know, muscular, right? It makes your face muscular. When you breathe through your mouth, right? You see how everything just sunk? Nose, tight. Mouth, right? It sinks. So, like, breathing through your mouth is actually bad for, like, how attractive you are, which is a weird thing to say, but it's actually bad for your, like, literal attractiveness. Your nose is designed to keep your face lifted and your nasal cavity lifted and your jawline lifted, right? So if you're a mouth breather, we have this USA Medical mouth tape, which I can't sell on Amazon anymore because they banned mouth tape. It's awesome. You just break it off right here. It's breathable. So you it's not like duct tape. But watch, you put it on.
I got that. I can hold it by myself.
Easy to come off, right? So this is really helpful for anyone that breathes through their mouth. If you're not a mouth breather, you don't need mouth tape. It's that simple. But if you are, it can help. So we've had a lot today. This has been a jam-packed 20 minutes of information just because my iPad's almost dead and I've been trying to rush through this. But I just want to recap one more time, just kind of the most important things for tonight and going forward. And if you guys have any more questions, ask them right now. We'll talk about it on the podcast before we get out of here. But like, sleep is so important. So remember, like, it's okay to sleep longer. It's okay to go to bed earlier. It's okay to just take some time to sleep. That's okay. And to sleep better tonight, make your room colder. It's just always going to help. Make your room darker or wear a sleep mask. Make your room quiet or wear earplugs. Late night food is always bad. Avoid late night food. Bad food is always bad. The better the food, the healthier the food, the better you're going to sleep that night. Warm drinks before bed to hydrate you are awesome. Warm tea, warm milk, or just natural spring water, room temperature. That's great. Go to the bathroom before bed and go to the bathroom when you wake up. That's the best way to train your body to not get up while you're sleeping. And when you're sleeping, don't get up. If you wake up at 3 a.m., don't get out of bed. Stay in bed. Stretch before bed. When you stretch, it helps loosen your body up. It helps your muscles to actually recover and sleep better. Your muscles sleep too. That's part of deep sleep. More exercise equals better sleep. Always. If you want better sleep, exercise more. Very simple. And don't be afraid of late night exercise. If it's 10 p.m. and you got energy and not tired, exercise. You will be tired after that. Make it cold, make it dark, make it quiet. Sleep mask, earplugs, mouth tape. That's it. We covered it all. We did it. That's sleep. And Kristen made a fantastic point. Chris, sorry. I always call you Kristen. I just read your name. Chris said, no melatonin. That's so crucial. It's not even in my notes because I don't even think about it, but I forget how many people take melatonin. Melatonin is a hormone. It's a hormone. There is no other over-the-counter hormone available other than vitamin D, but that's a whole different conversation. You can't just go to the drugstore and buy testosterone. You can't just go buy DHEA. But for some reason, you can go buy melatonin. It's dangerous. It is dangerous to supplement a hormone without any doctors overseeing, right? If you don't have any doctor overseeing you, why are you taking a hormone? It's crazy. Melatonin can definitely be used on a very case-by-case basis for very specific reasons for individuals who might have deficiencies. That is for sure. There are places in the world where melatonin could be useful for somebody. But for the majority of people, for 80% plus of all people, we should not be taking melatonin. It's horrible for us. And most people that take it will tell you that they have nightmares and they sleep crazier when they're on it. They don't sleep better. They just sleep crazier, right? They get crazy nightmares, crazy dreams, and they wake up feeling crazy. So across the board, melatonin is bad. It is banned in the UK over the counter, right? You have to get a doctor to sign a prescription to get melatonin. Yet here in the US, you can buy it on Amazon and you can't buy mouth tape. Here in the US, you can buy melatonin, the hormone, on Amazon, but you can't buy mouth tape. You can buy a hormone, but you can't buy hemp CBD. You can buy a hormone. I'm done. Chris said used by prescription in Europe for birth control and I do. That's crazy. She's saying that if that's true, that's crazy that they use melatonin in Europe for birth control. That is, I'm going to look that one up. That's crazy. Phoebe, I don't know if ice cream would be considered healthy. But listen, if you get an organic ice cream with some milk and some sugar, hey, I mean, there are worse things. And Phoebe said, I'm so mad they said melatonin is good for you. It's crazy, but they just lie to us, right? They just lie to us constantly. It's unfortunate. But that's the end, people. That's the wrap up. I hope you sleep better tonight. I hope this all helps. I mean, for me, sleep is just, I have found out it's everything. Sleep is not its own thing. It's everything. Sleep is how we eat, how we drink our water, how we exercise, how we live. Sleep is everything. So do your absolute best to find a routine that works for you, right? There's no one size fits all routine. Some people like to shower in the morning, some shower at night. Some like drinking water in the morning, some like it at night. Like whatever your routine that you want to have, it's fine. But test the variables, right? Try some different things and see how it affects your sleep. Brenda said that she goes to bed around 8 p.m., gets up for 3:30 a.m. for work. You know what? There's no bad schedule, right? As long as you stay on your schedule, there's no bad schedule. So keep up the good work, everybody. My name is Jake. This is the Health Playbook and the fourth week of our 5 Fundamentals of Health series. Next week, God willing, if I'm on the podcast, we'll talk about our final fundamental, which is meditation and relaxation, you know, that kind of the relaxing of the mind. But this is it. So, hey, sleep better tonight. I hope you do. If you have questions for me, I'm always here in the family. That's USA Medical Family on Facebook. We'll see you there. Have a great rest of your day. Have a great weekend. Stay healthy. Ciao.